Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I have information from University of Missouri Extension and Missouri Corn. Third grade teachers across the state are invited to utilize free corn in the classroom materials made possible by Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. These educational resources are free of charge and include lesson plans, activity books, posters, online games, and in-person activities detailing today's corn industry. Interested teachers can find all materials online and request copies of the activity book for their entire classroom. And promoting specialty crops in Missouri schools, the 2021 to 2024 Promoting Specialty Crops in Missouri Schools reimbursement program concluded in September. More than 25,000 Missouri students learned about and consumed local specialty crops through this grant, and more than $40,000 was spent on local crops. Following the success of the program, Missouri Grown received funding to continue a similar reimbursement program through 2026. Schools must apply to receive funding by November 22, 2024. Purchases and educational activities can take place between December 2024 and December 2026. And now for you gardeners. If a little is good, a lot must be better. That's often the approach home gardeners take when plants and flowers don't do well, says University of Missouri Extension soil scientist Manuela Nathan. But adding more fertilizer and topsoil without testing the soil may be a waste of money. It can also be bad for the environment because excess nutrients often leach onto water supplies. A soil test provides information on pH, reserved acidity, nutrient levels and organic matter content, along with fertilizer and lime recommendations based on your plant's specific needs, Nathan said. Fall is a good time to take a soil sample for testing, she says. Test your soil every 3 years on established lawns. If you have a problem with your lawn, test annually. She also recommends testing new lawns before they are established. That makes it easier to amend the soil. For home gardens, consider testing soil every 2 to 3 years. If fertilizers such as phosphate or potash and soil amendments like manure or compost have been used regularly, the MU Soil and Plant Testing Laboratory provides reliable, low-cost tests for soil, plant, water, manure, compost, and greenhouse media. You can take samples to your county MU Extension Center or submit directly to the lab at 23 Mumford Hall on the MU campus by mail or in person. A basic soil test costs $15 per sample when submitted directly to the lab. There is a small shipping charge if you take samples to an MU Extension Center. Test results can be emailed, accessed online, or mailed as printed copies. Now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What do you call it when you cross a classic card game with a hurricane? Bridge over troubled water. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.